East London, there is a unique school for some of the most difficult, violent, and vulnerable boys in the country. Each of the 40 pupils at the Ian Mikado School have been excluded permanently from mainstream education. This is their last chance. Fail here, and the boys could find the next stop is custody. And yet this school has a very unconventional approach on how to teach the unteachable. There are no rewards, no sanctions, no points, and no detentions. It's all about conflict resolution.
Ryan!
Right, thank you, Ryan.
Two boys face a turbulent few months ahead. Will a life of zero punishment leave them running riot?
Let's go, stop, stop.
I'm gonna find a place.
Find a place.
Or could this be the making of them? It's Monday morning at Ian Mikado. Getting the boys into class here is unlike any other school.
Yo, missing one lesson of social studies ain't gonna do anything! It is!
With no punishments, staff must use their powers of persuasion to get pupils into their lessons. This morning, they have been joined by a new pupil.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah. 12-year-old Matthew has just been excluded from a local school. For new arrivals like Matthew, behaviour can often get much worse before it gets better. And he makes an impression on his new Year 8 classmates straight away. Matthew had to leave his last school after his behaviour became unmanageable. Meanwhile, it's double art for Year 10, including 14-year-old Ray. Ray arrived at the school a year ago after being permanently excluded for unprovoked attacks on teachers and pupils. Claire and the Ian Mikado team need to help Ray keep his aggression under control. 12-year-old Matthew has just joined 40 excluded boys at the Ian Mikado School in East London. But so far, he's struggling to fit in.
I just don't want to come to school. When I do come to school, I just get into trouble sometimes.
Staff are hoping a Year 8 outing to a local ice rink could be a chance for him to bond with his new classmates. First up is breakfast, and it's not a good start to the day.